They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out loud. Now I've been stepped up, looked over, just to carry his cross on my shoulder. Cause he wanted to be married before he let himself be with someone else. He even said he was unnatural. What did he say? Did he say that he...
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I'm your minister of information, ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 7th. 2013. We're continuing in the Holy Quran, supplemented by the Holy Bible, Torah, New Testament, showing the unity of the religions, showing the deeper meaning of the Quran, by using Hebrew and Aramaic and even Greek to buttress what we read of in the English in the Quran. Let's go to verse 74 of chapter 6, part 7, section 9, which is entitled Abraham's Argument for Divine Unity. Verse 74, his word is the truth, and his is the kingdom on the day when the trumpet is blown, the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he is the wise, the aware. Now, what we are looking at, sisters and brothers, is a protest against the Roman Empire. We are looking at a protest against Caesar. We are looking at a protest against Caesar, against the Roman Senate, all of they who arrayed themselves against the poor working class masses of the people in the known world, in the Roman Empire, the poor working class masses in Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, and Europe and Rome. This Holy Quran is an absolute protest against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. Now, let's look up the word. Let's go to the word word, look at the Hebrew word for the word in the Hebrew language. It says his word is the truth. So we're going to the African Hebrew language to see the definition of the word in the African Hebrew language. In the African Hebrew language, Dava is the African Hebrew word for the word. And it is found under the number 1697 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It says his word, whose word? Allah. With Allah is Allah. In the African Hebrew language, the Lord Most High is Yahweh Yahovah. All right. The word means speech. Word. Speaking. Thing. Speech. Saying. Utterance. Word. Words. So just looking at words spoken out of the mouth. We look at the words spoken to us by Allah. It says his word is the truth. And we will look up truth as well. But look at the politics of the day. Look at the politicians. Look at the presidents and the prime ministers who use words to manipulate, who use words to control, who use words to hide the truth and mix truth with falsehood because they are not working on our behalf. They, the politicians, most of them. You have some good politicians. You have some good heads of state in the world. Many of those good heads of state can be found in Central and South America who are trying their best to fight against the modern day wicked empire emanating from London, House of Rothschild, who control the world's banking system and control all and most of your central banks, who control most of the governments on the planet, principally America, Britain, and your major governments in Europe. So, but there are some heads of state in Central and South America who are doing their best to fight this wicked system. But the most of your heads of state, they bow to the House of Rothschild. They bow to the International Monetary Fund. They bow to the World Bank, World Trade Organization. Look at what's going on in Egypt. Look at how Mohamed Morsi, presented by the Muslim Brothers or Muslim Brotherhood, how they used and manipulated the people through using Islamic words, using Islamic thought, saying to the people that they would help the people, raise the people's standard of living. But when Mohamed Morsi got into office, he bowed to the International Monetary Fund. And let me go ahead and say what's on my mind, because Allah speaks the word of truth. Allah, Father Most High Allah, never lies. Mother Allah, spelled with an I-L-L-A-H, Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy, never lies. Yahweh Yahovah, the same Lord, the same Allah, the same Allah, Yahweh Yahovah, never lies. The Lord Most High, existence, life for the masses of the people. The science of life, the science of existence is the Most High Yahweh Yahovah, never lies to the people. The word of Yahweh Yahovah is truth. The word of Allah is truth. The word of Allah is truth. But Mohamed Morsi, he met, and this is according to our brother Webster Tarpley. So he talked wonderful words to the masses of the people. But then he bowed to the International Monetary Fund, the International Monetary Fund controlled by the House of Rothschild. came into Egypt, changed the tax code to a regressive tax code, putting the tax burden on the people, administering usury, which is against Islam, which is against Christianity, which is against what is called Judaism, or I would say the Hebrew religion and culture, raised the price of oil and the price of food out of the reach of the masses of the poor working class peoples of Egypt, our sisters and brothers. And then Muhammad Morsi met with some of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they began to talk about how Ethiopia wanted to create dams to divert some of the Nile River to various places to help, I guess, irrigation and planting and housing, divert water so you can do certain things. This is what Ethiopia wanted to do, and the Muslim Brotherhood, misusing Islam, misusing the Quran, misusing the words of Allah, which is truth, began to talk about how they wanted to start a war with Ethiopia, infiltrate Ethiopia with mercenaries who would foment war on the inside of Ethiopia, and they on the outside would take advantage and go to war with Ethiopia over the Nile. I can't remember whether it is the blue or the white that goes down into Ethiopia. And then Mohamed Morsi agreed with that. You can find this information on tarpley.net. Also, Mohamed Morsi met with some of the Sunni clerics. And some of the Sunni clerics began to talk about how they wanted to go to war with Syria. But all of this is bowing to the house of Rothschild, bowing to falsehood, bowing to fictitious narrative, giving the people false words of lies and fictitious narrative to cause the people to think that they are acting within their best interest, and these are not working on behalf of the masses, but working for the house of Rothschild. So, the Sunni clerics, these particular Sunni clerics began to say they wanted to go to war with Syria. They wanted to overturn Assad. They wanted the military of Egypt to go to war with Syria. Mohamed Morsi, through his representatives, and I believe out of his own mouth, agreed with such wicked plan and began to disconnect, how do you call it, state ties with Syria. And the clerics began to talk about, and I believe Mohamed Morsi began to talk about, outside forces in Syria fomenting, from their perspective, war and whatnot. And what that was skillful language of untruth, lies. See, Allah is truth. The word of Allah is truth. The universe is Allah. The truth is Allah. But Mohamed Morsi, what he was camouflaging by using skillful words was that he was pointing enmity and animosity towards Iran and even towards Russia, because the American line, the British line, the French line is that they want to go after Syria and go after Iran, go after Hezbollah, go after Hamas, and all of these are Shiite. And you have in Syria Alawite Christians. So all of these are being pushed aside as the enemies of America, Britain, France, Israel. And so you see how Mohamed Morsi and those members of the Muslim Brotherhood who back him are not adhering to Islam. Islam is the way of peace through obedience to the Most High, that in Islam is referred to as Allah, the Almighty Father, and Allah, the Almighty Mother, the womb, through through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. But we want to align and ally ourselves with the words of Allah, which is this universe, this scientific universe that is constructed on the truth. This word, Daba, in the African Hebrew language, the word for W-O-R-D in the African Hebrews, Daba, and it also means business, occupation, acts, matter, case, something, manner. All right, so the business of Allah is truth. The occupation of Allah is truth. The acts, A-C-T-S, of Allah is all truth. The matters that the Most High Allah involves himself in are the matters of truth. Something, manner. The manner of Allah is truth. But we see that the heads of state of this world, they bow to the house of Rothschild and use fictitious. See, that's the empire of today. Then it was Rome. Muhammad ibn Abdullah was fighting Rome. The Muslims were fighting Rome. That was a protest against Rome. You see, the titles Lord and Savior, Son of God, Bringer of Peace, Bringer of Civilization were titles that were given to Caesar. And the Christians of that day and Yahshua, that is called Jesus, protested that, said, no, you are a colonizer, a killer. We ascribe those attributes and titles and characteristics to Yahshua because Yahshua is the truth. Yahshua is fighting for freedom, justice, and equality. And the original Christians took upon themselves the titles of saviors and lords, because they were fighting on behalf of the masses of the people. So they rejected the Caesars and the Senate. And so Muhammad is doing the same. Muhammad and the Muslims are rejecting Caesar as lords and saviors and whatnot, because Caesar is a killer. His occupation is a killer and a colonizer and an enslaver. And so we say the same today, that the house of Rothschild and their minions, their demons are in the business of killing and destroying. Now, what is this word truth again? The word truth in the African Hebrew language is emet or emet, found under the number 571 on the Hebrew side. This is a feminine noun. Now, the word that is word in the Hebrew is a masculine noun, Daba. So we look at the sacred masculine. And this is in Islam, because in Islam, the attributes of the Most High are seen in the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. You have a masculine word in the Arabic language, and you have the counterpart feminine word in the Arabic language. Kareem. I forget, I think it might mean considerate, or bountiful, I forget. But Kareem, and then you have Karima. Kareem is the masculine. Karima is the feminine. So, the word truth is an adverb, a feminine noun, emet. 571 Hebrew side. It means firmness, faithfulness, truth, sureness, reliability, stability, continuance, faithfulness, reliableness, divine instruction, testimony and judgment, truth as a body of ethical or religious knowledge, true doctrine, in truth and truly, assured, assuredly, establishment. Allah, His word is the truth, because we are facing a situation that the system that we live under is based on nothing but falsehood, that which is unsure, that which is not sure, that which is not stable. And so we have to find our way to Allah and stand on the truth of Allah, stand on the truth of the scientific reality of the universe, and stand with science. Stand with this science of the universe that is Allah, Yahweh, Yahovah, Allah, that is the truth in the universe. See, the system goes against the truth, the scientific reality and truth of the universe. So we align ourselves with this divine truth that is science, sisters and brothers. Now, his word is the truth, and his is the kingdom. The word, now, let me hit that word truth again. In Africa, Egypt, she, the truth is Ma'at. And Ma'at is that power in the universe, truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity, order out of chaos. Ma'at holds the divine scales of justice. Your heart weighed against a feather. If it is heavier than the feather, no truth found in you. But if your heart is lighter than the feather or equal in weight to the feather, you are full of truth. And the truth of Allah, the word of Allah, is the truth. And that truth is found in you. And in the Greek language, the word that is equivalent is care. And care is your hands. And your hands and care is that feminine power in the universe that went into creation, that upholds creation, that controls the destinies of men and women. That divine truth that represents the Most High. See, Ma'at, Emet, and Care, these are all the same. And this is the word of Allah that is the truth. That divine, sacred, feminine reality that upholds the truth of the Most High, that if we study the feminine, and I thank the Most High for Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for causing us to look deeper into the woman and the sacred feminine. So, when we go into that deeper truth of the universe, we will be able to stand against this wicked system. His word is the truth, and his is the kingdom. On the day when the trumpet is blown, the word kingdom in the African Hebrew language is mamlaka. Mamlaka. Now, being familiar with some of the African Egyptian Kemet words, meduneter, the word ka is the word for spirit. And in the African Hebrew language, spirit is feminine. Ruach. Ruach is the word for Holy Spirit in the African Hebrew language. You that are Arabic scholars, I have read that the word for Holy Spirit in the African Arabic language is also feminine. I am not an Arabic scholar by no means of the stretch of anyone's imagination. So I am asking Arabic scholars, research that. I read that from some sisters and brothers who do some serious research, who pointed me towards the reality of Holy Spirit as being feminine, our Almighty Mother. And I have been saying that Allah, Ashadu Allah, Ilaha Il Allah, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that Allah, spelled with an I, is Mother Holy Spirit. Now, kingdom, Mamlaka, his word is the truth, and his is the kingdom. Mamlaka, 4467, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, that word means kingdom, dominion, reign, sovereignty, kingdom, realm, sovereignty, dominion, reign, and the root of that is Malak, 4427, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, and that word Malak means king or queen. King or queen. To become a king or queen, to reign, to make one king or queen, to cause to reign, to be made king or queen, counsel, advice, to consider. Here is what we are saying, sisters and brothers. The house of Rothschild today, Rome and Caesar and the Roman Empire and the Roman Senate yesterday, took then and have taken today the power of sovereignty and rulership or leadership out, stolen that power away from the masses of the people. Look in Africa. The masses do not rule their nations. They do not rule their continent. They do not rule, have sovereign rulership or sovereign power over the land, wealth, resources, system, educational system, financial system, governmental system, religious system. All of these institutions are under the control of the House of Rothschild through control of the banking systems of the earth, central banks of the earth, and the Oppenheimers also in that sovereign rulership wickedly, because they control all of the mining, M-I-N-I-N-G, mining corporations that are in or located in Africa, and the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers together control the land, wealth, and resources through control of militaries like the military of Uganda under Yoweri Museveni, the military of Rwanda under Kagame, Paul Kagame, and the military of the Congo under Joseph Kabila. They backed and under the control of the military of the United States of North America, even today under the Obama administration, following after the Bush administration, matters not whether a black Democrat or a white Republican, they follow the dictates of the House of Rothschild and through Washington, D.C., control the militaries of Africa, and through that control the land, the territory, the wealth, the resources, killing over 10 million since 1995, 1996 in the Congo, extracting the wealth, the resources, the mineral, raw resources, coltan, copper, diamonds, and other minerals, and uranium, using these minerals for warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, creating for us to consume computers. They call us consumers. Computers, cell phones, Xbox, Nintendo, all of these gadgets that we just so love. And we care not that these are the product of death and hell and destruction. And so we see that the masses of the people have no control over their lives. And you that live in Europe, the same with you. Austerity on you. Destruction of living wage job on you. Destruction of your educational system. Destruction of your healthcare system. Destruction of your middle class status. You and we that live in the United States of North America, the same. Meals on wheels being destroyed, food stamps being destroyed, educational system being destroyed, healthcare system being destroyed, the same going on all over. Let's take our next break and I will see you on the other side of the break.